Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippitt Lane every other Thursday.
I love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, to dig what we all say.
Talking about my generation.
Now I'm trying to cause a big sensation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.
Talking about my
just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things ain't too awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before it get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby. My generation.
Hello and welcome to Sheffield Live, Communities Live, 93.2 FM on this Thursday afternoon. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you doing, Brad?
I'm good, thank you. How
it's
are
good,
you?
Good, thank you. It's good to see you again.
You too, yeah.
Starting off the show with Dance the Night Away by the Mavericks, paying tribute to the late Raoul Mallow, who passed away early this week, only at the age of 60.
Yeah.
Very young.
Too young, but yeah.
Great song nonetheless, and he'll be forever remembered for that. Yep. And also playing My Generation by The Who, as, well, we can call him Sir Roger Daltrey now, being knighted just today.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Deserved?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Like, The Who are quite a well-known, well-deserved band sort of thing, so yeah.
I mean, didn't realise how huge they were worldwide. I knew they were huge in the UK, but they're huge, you know, in America, across the world.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty deserved knighthood, so we'll have to start calling him Sir now.
But, yeah.
Good to see another musician being knighted along the likes of Elton John and Brian May and many more.
Yeah.
But this is my last show before Christmas, so I won't see anyone until the new year. So we're going to put a few Christmas songs on, but also have a nice mix of everyday songs and Christmas songs. It's about time I started playing Christmas songs. I think it's getting to that time of the month now where it's the 11th, we're 2 weeks away from Christmas.
Yeah.
Starting to get into the spirit a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you got anything planned for Christmas specifically?
Not really, no. I'm going to pantomime tomorrow to watch Aladdin.
At the Lyceum?
Lyceum, yeah.
I've not been to the pantomime in years there.
I love it.
I used to go when I was a kid and I remember it very well, actually.
Yeah.
Such a good time.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Aladdin tomorrow? Because Aladdin's meant to be a good pantomime, from what I've heard.
Yeah, going to the pantomime always helps put me in a Christmassy mood. So
it's one of the things in Christmas, when Christmas is on its way.
Yeah.
As soon as pantomime starts.
Yeah.
It goes on for a while, though.
Until, beginning of January or something.
Yeah. So a lot of rehearsals and everything. It takes a lot. And I've never seen them mess up on stage whatsoever, so they're very well-trained actors.
Yeah, and if they do mess up, they like make a bit of a joke about it and laugh about it if they do, sort of thing.
I mean, everyone it's hardly noticeable.
Yeah.
I'm off to Tenerife.
Oh, nice.
I fly out on Tuesday next week, so I'll be having, just like I did last year, I'll be having another Spanish Christmas.
Oh, that sounds fun.
In Tenerife, because it's a lot of Europeans come over and there's a lot of Brits as well. They do make you feel like it's home there, like they play Christmas songs, they've got decorations up, so it doesn't look like you're in a foreign country or such, apart from the heat and the weather.
It's like a home away from home sort of thing.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what I could tell you. And they always make you feel like it's Christmas, but they celebrate Christmas Eve, so anyone in Spain, places close early. That's what our equivalent of Christmas Day is there. They have Christmas, like presents, families around, a big meal. And then Christmas Day for them, so the 25th, is just a normal day.
Yeah, they celebrate different other day, don't they?
They do. Good Christmas nonetheless, though.
Yeah.
It's still weird having a warm Christmas, mind. All my life up until last year, I was used to having a cold Christmas with like a big roast dinner and everything, whereas now it's anything you can eat and hot weather, which I still find strange, but I love it.
Yeah, so it's still relatively warm around this time of year then, it's a bit in Spain.
Yeah, it's around the 20 degree mark, it was mainly good weather. There might be very little rain or very little cloud, but it usually stays warm, like a bit like our summertime.
Yeah.
So most of the year it's warm.
Yeah.
But we are going to get into our first Christmas song of the show, and this was chosen by Brad. And could you explain this song?
So this film is off The Grinch, the one with Jim Carrey.
Good film.
The girl who played Cindy Lou Who, Taylor Momsen, she did like a redo of this song from that film. It's "Where Are You Christmas?" It's called.
And this is by her band, The Pretty Reckless.
Yeah.
World is changing, I'm real.
The Pretty Reckless and Where Are You Christmas, as taken from the, well, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, yeah, the 2000 version starring the great Jim Carrey and also Taylor Momsen, yeah, who, that's a great version, actually.
It is, yeah, isn't
I was
it?
Pleasantly surprised. I didn't expect it. I know, yeah, the Pretty Reckless are a rock band and, yeah, everything, but I didn't expect it to be as good as I've just heard it.
Yeah.
And I like the blend where they get the original one from the film and then bring it into,
yeah,
blending, the modern era, yeah, now. I'll have to watch The Grinch again now, I think.
Yeah, I'm going to try and rewatch it.
I watched it in Tenerife last year and it was in Spanish, so it was an experience watching it, but still funny nonetheless. It's one of my favourite Christmas films.
Yeah, same.
Have you watched any Christmas films as of yet? I
watched Last Christmas last night. Yeah, never seen it before, so, you know, just good seeing new films that you've not seen before.
It's, some of the new films are good, but I always like the classic ones,
yeah,
like the likes of Home Alone and such.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to cram in, I think, at this weekend, a bunch of Christmas films.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite one out of any of them? It's a hard question, I know.
Very hard.
It might take some thinking.
I've got a top three.
Okay.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Good.
Grinch and Elf.
I couldn't agree with you more on,
yeah,
that. They're in my top three. I mean, yeah, the Muppets Christmas Carol starring Sir Michael Caine,
yeah,
as Scrooge. He was a perfect cast member.
He was.
He's, yeah, not an expected person to have in a Muppets film or,
yeah,
show, but it was good nonetheless. Elf, I don't even need to explain.
Yeah, everyone's seen Elf.
You know, Will Ferrell, classic.
Yeah.
Home Alone's one of my favourites, the first and second one.
Yeah.
I remember always trying to do, like, well, I didn't do the actual traps because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
But trying to recreate, like, a safer version.
How really?
When I was a kid, after watching that, and it prepared me in case worst comes to worst, there are burglars around, but we,
yeah,
haven't had any burglaries.
Thankfully.
Since, thankfully, so, touch wood.
Yep.
May that continue. But we are going to get into the next song. This isn't your normal Christmas song, but in 1977, it did get to Christmas number one, despite not being not really related to Christmas.
Okay.
It is Wings with Mull of Kintyre.
Thank you. what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
And that was Wings with McIntyre getting to number one at Christmas 1977, and it was the first UK single to sell over 2 million copies.
Oh, really?
And great song.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the bagpipes in it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a Scottish-themed song. I'm not sure if the music video was filmed in Scotland. I'd like to think it was.
It looks like it, doesn't it?
But great song. I've listened to it for years since I was a kid.
Yeah.
But didn't know until recently it was Christmas number one.
Really?
And was there for weeks and weeks, going into the 1978 as well.
Oh, really?
Shows Paul McCartney's genius a little bit, I think, and what he was capable of, and probably still is. Is there any other Christmas... Do you have a top three Christmas song list, actually? We've done movies. We might play some of these in the show. We've got quite a bit of time. Because there's so many Christmas songs, old and new. I've got my top three.
I think my favourite has got to be Christmas Time by... Not, is it Christmas Time? By The Darkness.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't Let the Bells Out.
That's it, yeah. That's probably my favourite. I don't really think I have a top three, really.
It's hard to choose.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to choose. Yeah.
I prefer the classic ones rather than some of the new... Some of the new ones are good.
Yeah.
I'm a classic person yet again.
I reckon that's a nostalgia thing, I think.
Well, even, like, parents. My parents, like, listen, and grandparents as well. Because one highlight with Christmas, actually, is when we used to spend it with my grandparents, who are sadly no longer with us.
Yeah.
Every morning we just had, they had an old radio, and then it, as modern day came on, there was a speaker or an Alexa.
Yeah.
And then we used to play Christmas music off that, when opening Christmas presents and in the morning. And even when, like, other family came around later in the day and everything. So that's a core memory that I'll forever...
That's a nice memory to have.
Whenever I think of Christmas, I'll think of that.
That's a good memory to have.
Like, early in the morning... Downstairs, Christmas presents.
A little bit.
You know, it's just your typical Christmas, but I'm sure there's other people who have a similar memory with that. Do you have any memories of, like, specific memories of Christmas? Like, any... It could be a funny story, it could be a nice, like, gentle story.
Not really, but actually one that comes to mind is a couple of years ago, me, my mum, stepdad were watching Mary Poppins. I think it was on Christmas Day. We were watching it, my mum said... Who's Mary? My mum said. But we're watching Mary Poppins. Like, who do you think Mary is?
It's, you know, right, it was the original one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we still laugh about it, like.
There is a good story, because usually you know how the tradition goes, especially when you're younger, where you pile a mince pie and a glass of milk for Santa and maybe a carrot for the reindeer.
Yeah.
One year, we put, instead of milk, it was a bottle of beer.
Oh, really?
And then my mum, sorry mum if you're hearing this, drank the beer. So then we had to put another one. Because as kids we used to believe all. I think I still believe.
That Father Christmas is real. Of course he's
real. Father Christmas is real.
Of course he's real.
He's definitely real.
He is real.
And he'll, hopefully, if everyone's been good, you'll get all the presents you want.
Yeah.
But we are going to get into the next song, and this is in my top three, and it's 41 years ago, I can't believe
it. Is it really?
Yeah, 41 years ago, and it's a very catchy song, and I think they did a more modern one a few years ago, like a re-recorded one.
Yeah.
But this is Band-Aid, and Do They Know It's Christmas?
Christmas time, there's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
For the other ones at Christmas time.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Dawn? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh.
Oops, I've had an accident.
Bosh, bosh indeed, and you can listen to the Glory Days on Mondays 1 to 3 in every Monday afternoon. Before we do a double whammy of songs there, one chosen by me, one chosen by Brad. We started off with Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, and The Darkness Is Christmas Time. I've always liked both songs, but this is a good thing what you can do for Christmas or year round if you wish.
Yeah.
Either watch or listen to Do They Know It's Christmas, and you either name or you can name how many people you know from that rather talented group.
Definitely, yeah.
Whether it's faces or voices, it's a good game to play. We were just playing it during the music break, and I think we got most of them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we got most of them. Without Googling, by the way.
Yeah.
Good test of your music knowledge. But The Darkness was also a great song as well. Yeah. I like Christmas rock songs, you know, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
You wouldn't think of rock and Christmas, like, mixing.
I know,
But, I mean, that song's been around for a while now.
The Darkness one.
Must be coming up to 20 years or around that mark.
Like an early 2000s sort of thing.
Song.
Yeah.
It's very catchy, though.
It is.
But quite difficult to play on guitar, to my knowledge. It sounds like it, anyways. But as a non-guitar player, I don't know if you can confirm
whether it's a difficult song. I did start learning it at one bit, but because I only really play it at Christmas time, with it being a Christmas song. It's like I forget it.
It's
like
just once a year thing. Yeah. It's not something you can practice the whole year.
Yeah.
You might be able to practice from like November at the earliest.
Yeah.
And then up until maybe the end of December.
I might give it a go when I get home, I think.
Well, that's a good idea. I did see on TikTok the other day, actually, someone playing it, and it's loads of like fiddly strings and everything. I'm like, I don't know how I'd be able to keep up, because it's a very fast-paced song as well. It's a proper rock song.
Mm.
But as I said, catchy nonetheless. And we are playing a lot of music today, as I wanted to play this because, one, it was my last show and I wanted to jam some Christmas songs in there, and some Christmas number ones, which might not be your normal Christmas songs, as we heard with Mulligan Tire.
Yeah.
This song was actually requested by my brother before coming into the show. He asked me to play this a few days ago, actually. But he had liked this for years as well. Another Christmas classic, and it is Jonah Louis' Stop the Cavalry.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly, but it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry?
Thank you.
wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Mary Bradley waits at home. She's been waiting 2 years long. Wish I was at home for Christmas.
Jonah Louie and Stop the Cavalry, as requested by my brother. He's always listened to this song, and he's listened to it on repeat many a times, as I've heard either off his phone or through his headphones.
It is a classic.
It is a classic. I've only seen the music video a couple of times, though.
I've never properly seen it.
I knew
it
was about soldiers and everything. Yeah. But it's a rather nice music video, actually. It highlights... it just makes me think... I think it was the Sainsbury's advert a few years ago where they depicted the First World War, where just on Christmas... They made a truce with the Germans, but then afterwards it went back to normal.
And then so a big football game on,
big
on
football
that day.
Game in the snow.
Yeah.
Beautiful advert, actually.
Yeah.
Pulls at your heartstrings a little bit.
Mm.
But we've got a bit of time left on the show, but we've talked about Christmas. It is coming to the end of the year as well, actually.
Yeah.
How's your year been? Has it been a good year? Or
it's been an interesting year for me.
Do you explain?
How do I say it?
If you're comfortable with talking about it, that's...
I am, I just don't know how to say it. Got diagnosed with autism early this year, so that's that was a big thing for me. And then, obviously, coming here, starting here, has been a fun thing for me to do.
It's been very great. I mean, it's been great having you as company alongside...
I always enjoy it.
Chris, if you are listening at home, thank you very much for having me and Brad this year and taking us on. It's been an absolute pleasure. We've had some great shows, and we're going to continue to have some great shows in the new year.
Yeah.
Because I'll definitely be back. I'll be staying here as long as I can.
Yeah.
And it was nice coming back to radio after not doing it for about a year after I finished university. Mm. It was nice being back in the environment and just being in the studio, learning how to use a desk.
Yeah.
And having... There's a lot of good memories with the show. I think... Do you have a favourite show of the year?
Like a Christmas show, or...?
Out of all the Community's Live shows we've been doing.
It's hard for me to say, really.
I think I've got two, and it was in the same week. It was the first time we'd had Josh.
Yeah.
Promoting one of his new songs.
Yeah.
And then the day after, we had two musical guests.
Yep.
And we got trekked to a bit of live music.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
In the studio, which is the first and only time I've seen it, so I hope we get more things like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Chris has a favourite show himself. I'd have to ask.
Yeah.
I can't believe how quick this year's gone as well.
It's been
a good year for me, at least. But I can't believe how... It feels like yesterday I was sat watching the New Year's show with Jules Holland, as I do every year now.
Yeah.
That's how I know I'm...
Hootenanny, yeah.
I can never pronounce that word.
Can you not?
No. And hearing Auld Lang Syne playing. And just sitting watching it, maybe with a drink or something. And just welcoming the new year, saying goodbye to the previous year, good or bad, and welcoming the new year and being hopeful of what's to come. I think I've had a great year. But coming to Sheffield Live definitely is one of my highlights.
Same for me.
I don't have a top three because it's hard to decide. Maybe my holiday to Las Vegas is up there too.
Yeah.
And graduating from university and a bit of football related. Newcastle United winning the Carabao Cup in March.
Yeah.
I think they're like the top ones I can think off the top of my head.
Mm.
But I'm looking forward to Tenerife as well.
Mm.
Is there anything you do for New Year?
Other than stay up all night to watch Hootenanny. Yeah. That and have a bit to drink.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's good enough. That's what we've done for years. And then New Year's Day just goes back to normal, I think.
Yeah.
This New Year, I'll be in Newcastle celebrating with friends. I'm looking forward to that as well. I'll try and catch Hootenanny as well. It might have to be on my phone or tablet or something. But I'll definitely catch it, because that's, as I said, that's how I know.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be Hello 2026 this time.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of stuff to look forward to in the new year.
Yeah.
As well. I don't know if you've got anything coming up or no plans just yet.
No, nothing. No plans as of yet.
No plans as of yet. But we are going to play our... It'll probably be the penultimate song before we get into the final one, before we wrap up the show.
Yeah.
And it's another Christmas song, as you know, and it's one by Elton John. It could be one of two, but this one is... You might think of Gavin and Stacey with this one in recent times, and it's been on other things, but here is Step Into Christmas.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Elton John, Step Into Christmas there, another classic song, and the music video is rather good as well.
It is.
It's just Elton John having a great time, as he usually does.
Yeah.
And we are coming to the end of the show. Yet again. Been another quick one, hasn't it?
It has.
Crammed a lot of music in and we've had a nice festive talk. But it's almost time for me to wrap up my year on Sheffield Live. But you should be back next week with the real Christmas special, I think. The last one of the year.
I'm sure
you'll do well doing it. And I can't believe the show's ended yet again.
I know, it always flies.
Always flies. No matter what, you could play a whole hour of music and it goes like that.
Yeah.
Literally, you close your eyes, it's finished.
Yeah.
But I just want to take a couple of minutes before we get into the final song of the show and my final song of the year before I end my show.
Okay.
My year. As I said, been a good year in Sheffield Live.
Yeah.
I want to thank you as well for your company and your contribution. I'm sure we'll have much more of that.
I always enjoy being here, yeah.
It's been since the summer you joined, wasn't it? It was July?
June, July, like that, yeah.
And I've been here since April, and I'll continue being there for as long as I can. And as I said, Chris, if you're listening, thank you very much for taking us on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We've done so much, and you've taught us so much.
Yeah.
And I know you'll be teaching us more, and we'll have many great shows next year. And we hope to have more volunteers too.
Yeah.
Before I end up wrapping the show up as well, if you do want to get in contact, you can via Sheffield Live's website, or if you want to contact Chris personally, it's chrisandellie89@gmail.com. Once again, the website and chrisandellie89@gmail.com. And I'm just struggling to think this is my last one of the year because it's flown by. And I'm sure I'll have a good time in Tenerife, but Brad, you have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year. I hope you catch Hootenanny, as you usually do, and I hope you have a nice drink to go along with it.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy your Christmas holiday as well.
I'll have to let you know about it when I'm next. But I don't know when I'll be back for the first show of 2026, but I'm sure I'll see you there.
Yeah.
And thank you to our listeners who's listened as well over the year whilst I'm here. And we are going to end on a song by another ex-Beatle, which recently celebrated 54 years release, the US release. It didn't get released in the UK till the year after, in 1972. And it is Happy Xmas, or Christmas, War Is Over, by the great John Lennon. Have a nice Christmas to our listeners, and everyone, thank you for listening.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The
Let's hope it's a boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Live. 93.2 FM.